Jana is fortunate I had to travel thousands of miles last night before coming face to face with her this morning. This dynamic between us won't work if she's going to call me after every game, questioning my every decision. I take the elevator up to the team's offices. Although I'm technically management now, I keep myself downstairs by the locker room as much as I can. There's a clear distinction between the people up here and the rest of us down below, and I'd like to keep it like that. A few faces turn in my direction as I round the corner of the hallway and I dodge the people leaving the break room with hot coffees in hand. "Coach Burrows?" A woman mumbles with a slight nod, sliding her back to the wall to let me through. I wince since I'm still not used to the coach moniker before my last name. I knock on the door that reads Jana Gerhardt, but no one answers, so I stomp down to the other end of the hallway where her new office is. Sure enough, she's there in the owner's office talking to a woman I assume is a designer about what she likes and doesn't like. Barbara slides her chair out to stand. "Sorry, Mr. Burrows, she's in a meeting." I put my hand up for her to stay seated. "It will only take a minute." "Mr. Burrows, she's not to be interrupted." "Jana," I announce myself, standing in the doorway, "we need to have a word." She glances my way. She knows exactly why I'm here. Did she really think I would just let that phone conversation after the game go? "I'm busy, Kane. I'll come find you in an hour or so." I want to press her, just to piss her off as much as I am right now, but I step back. "I'll wait." So I take a seat along the wall across from Barbara. Barbara stares long and hard at me as though she's my teacher and I disobeyed her. Then she types again. What on earth is she always typing? "How are you liking your new boss?" I ask Barbara after a few minutes of silence. She glances at me, then back at her screen. "I've always enjoyed Jana." That wasn't my question. She leans back in her chair and huffs. What do you want me to say? I clearly don't have the same relationship with her that you do. My forehead wrinkles. What is that supposed to mean? It means I wouldn't bulldoze my way into her office without an appointment. Her eyebrows rise and a curl falls into her line of vision. She blows it out of the way as if it would take too much time for her to move it with her fingers. The phone rings, which is for the best, because I'm so angry I'm about to say something I'll regret. Then I consider the fact that here I am waiting on Jana. Again. You know what? I stand and walk over to Barbara's desk. She scribbles a handwritten note on a pad of paper and holds up her index finger. She can come find me. I walk out and back through the maze of offices to the elevators, then go down to where I feel comfortable. The guys are starting to show up for practice. They all greet me and I mumble hellos, heading to my office. The small space is still pretty bare. All of Coach Vintner's plaques, awards, and pictures with players are gone, leaving the walls a beat-up stark white. I haven't had the time, nor do I have the personal effects, to make this my space. The whiteboard in the corner is all I need for now. I go over a new play I've been working on. We have our powerhouses on the wings. Ford and Warner are unstoppable, but they're becoming a little too predictable. Oregon proved that yesterday when they seemed to know what play we were going to run before we even did it. A half hour later, the hairs on the back of my neck stand up, and I look up from my notes to find Jana in the doorway.